Well, hello and welcome to NPFL Roundup on Nigeria Info. I am the point man, Carl Orakwe, with the Roundup. And let's get straight into it. Shooting Stars Sports Club of Ibadan, 3SC, claimed the bragging rights with a comfortable 2-0 win over Remo Stars in the Southwest Derby. The feisty encounter, which was held at the Lekan Salami Stadium, Ibadan, was one of the 10 matches decided across the country for Match Day 26 in the ongoing 2023-24 NPFL season. Christian Piagbara scored the curtain raiser in the 15th minute. Remo's Alimi Sikiru was sent off against his former club in the 66th minute before Piagbara added the second goal 10 minutes from time. At Rivers United recorded a hard-fought 1-0 win over Heartland Football Club at the Adoki Emesimaka Stadium, Port Harcourt, on Sunday. Ukeme Williams scored the game's only goal in the 11th minute to hand the pride of Rivers all 3 points. Speaking after the game, Stanley Eguma, the Rivers United technical manager, described the game as a good response to the loss against Lobi Stars.
The game was a good response for my team, my boys. You know, we played well today and we had a lot of scoring chances. If I converted, we should have scored more than one goal. It's a game that we dominated from the beginning to the end. You know, but I think we were lucky not to score plenty goals. But at least that one goal that given us 3 points is okay. We thank God for it. I thank the players for their efforts. I thank the management too.
Ayeguma, who returned to the bench after a while away, said he went to sort out some family and health issues, but he's back to guide the team to the top.
It's very unfortunate that we have been struggling all this while, but I think it's football. Our time of struggle is over, and by now, I think the team will rise to the occasion. We have to climb up the log to ensure that we maintain a respectable position. You know, sometimes it happens to a team. Like I've had a transition period. You know, like by myself, I was away to attend to some family and health issues, which then I'm back. And I thank God, I thank the management too, everybody who has supported me. And I believe that we all join hands together to lift the team higher and then see how we can also attend to other big fixtures that we have.
At the Flying Antelopes, Enugu Rangers hosted Lobi Stars in Enugu and dealt them a 2-1 defeat. Former NPFL top scorer Godwin Obaje puts Rangers ahead 8 minutes before the break, while Kingsley Madufuro added the second 3 minutes after the break. Samuel Tiza reduced the deficit for Lobi Stars in the 65th minute. Lobi Stars maintained their lead on the log despite the defeat. In Aba, Aimba Football Club earned a 3-1 victory over Niger Tornadoes. The game started on an even keel with both teams creating chances but failing to convert. After a deadlocked first half, Aimba opened the scoring in the 67th minute through Alade Balogun. Elijah Akani doubled their lead just 3 minutes later, putting them firmly in control of the match. When Uche Collins scored Aimba's third goal with 5 minutes of regular time remaining, it was obvious the home side were going to take all 3 points from the encounter. Niger Tornadoes, however, still fought on valiantly, and Akintunde Aziz netted a consolation goal for the visitors in the 87th minute. Now, the Samuel Ogbemudia Stadium, Bendel Insurance recorded their biggest victory of the season as they trashed visitors Doma United 4-0. Enarunah Michael opened the scoring for the Benin Arsenal in the 28th minute of play. He also nearly converted a free kick from about 20 yards to the goal mouth, following a foul on Zaidu Ayuba by Doma's defender. It was Divine Wachuku who then increased the tally for Insurance in the 42nd minute after pouncing on a loose ball with Chisom Okereke's assist inside the visitors' box. In the 90th minute, Osage Jr. found Meyowa Orishewemi's line-breaking pass from the right flank and finished the job to make it 3-0 for his side. As time drifted to an end, Vincent Okeke, who was making his debut for Insurance, paved way for Sagi Jr., who calmly secured his brace 2 minutes to the final whistle. In other results, matches played at the weekend, Bayelsa United beat Kano Pillars by 2-1. It was a draw between Abia Warriors and Sunshine Stars as that game ended goalless. Coach of Sunshine Stars, Kennedy Boboye, said after the game that his team were lucky to get a draw.
I give kudos to the boys. They worked very hard. Everybody watched the game and saw what happened. But we're lucky that we had a point. High and you were not in their body. If they have a knock, they should be on the ground. I think if they had a knock, that was why they're on the ground. It wasn't an antique for delaying time. Yeah, those are derbies for me. Places I've worked before, so I don't expect to come here and lose. I've worked here before, so I know the terrain.
Sporting Lagos beat Kwara United by 2-0. Gombe United and Akwa United played out a 1-1 draw, while Katsina United beat Plateau United by 2-1. That's it on NPFL Roundup. The Roundup was produced by Ekpunya with post-production from Virgil Inesha. From me, Carlo Rakwe, I say goodbye and remember to always keep pointing in the right direction.